兄姐妹，大家圣诞快乐。
Peace with you, brothers and sisters.
我不知道早上你们在开始崇拜的时候有没有彼此恭贺你旁边的人，还没有哈
？Have you greeted your neighbors?
这样我们就好不好？借助这个机会彼此恭贺对方。
Greet your neighbors.
左边
and,
旁边的人，圣诞快乐。
Peace with you and Merry Christmas.
圣诞快乐。
圣诞快乐。
Yeah, 左右旁边的人一起来恭贺。是的，上帝他道成肉身，成为人，在我们中间。
So now God become flesh and living among us.
所以耶稣来到我们的世间，就是要来寻找我们，来拯救我们。
Jesus come among us to save us.To look for us.
这个是一个大喜的信息。
This is a great news.
是值得我们大家一起来庆贺，一起来高兴欢呼的事情。
The news that needs us to rejoice.
但是我们要问我们自己一个很重要的问题。
But we need to ask us an important question.
耶稣这一位在2000多年前生活在巴勒斯坦的人，他到底跟我们有什么关系呢？
Who is this man living 2,000 years ago in Palestine have to do with us?
两千年的这个人，对我们住在21世纪的现代的人呢，到底有什么意义
？A man lived 2,000 years ago. What does he have to do with us living in the 21st century?
所以今天我们教会在庆祝耶稣的圣诞。
Now we celebrate Jesus Christmas.
是一个教会的传统吗？
Is this just a church tradition?
还是我们觉得耶稣他的诞生呢，对我们每一个人都有意义，所以我们今天就在这里庆祝他的诞生。
Oh, does Jesus' birth have a meaning to each of one of our lives?
如果耶稣的诞生对你和我，特别是21世纪的现代人有意义的话，我们要问一个问题，那究竟是什么意义呢？
If his birth really have something to do with our lives, so what is it?
今天令我们感到很遗憾的事情
，to not regret，
也就是说，我们今天世界上有很多的人都在庆祝圣诞
，so many people celebrating Christmas，
但是他们却不知道，或者是他们觉得说，耶稣也不相信耶稣他的诞生跟他有什么关系
，but they do not know or they do not want to believe what Jesus has to do with them。
所以人家庆祝，他们也跟他一起来庆祝
，so we all celebrate each other。
他们可以心中不相信耶稣，但是他们可以跟我们一起来庆祝。
They don't have to believe in Jesus, but they still celebrate Christmas.
所以耶稣他到底跟我们有什么关系呢
？So what does Jesus really have to do with us?
所以他们为什么会这样子讲说哦，你们庆祝，我们跟你们一起庆祝，我们他们有很多的理由。
They have many reasons to say why can't we celebrate along?
我们知道记录耶稣的这个生平的就是这本圣经。
We know that the Bible recorded the whole life of Jesus.
但是问题就是这一本圣经呢，是一本在2000年多前所写的书。
This is a book written 2,000 years ago.
啊，那2000年所写的这本书里面所记载的人事地，到底跟今天的我有什么关系
？The people, the place, the stories written 2,000 years ago have to do with us.
千多年、两千年的教导。可以不可以适用在我们今天的世界呢
？The teachings 2,000 years ago can be applied in our days.
古代的医学、经济学、农业学，或者各种各样的学问，可以不可以用在我们今天的这个时代呢
？The ancient knowledge can be applied in our days.
他们觉得说古代的东西都不实用在这个时代了。
They think anything ancient, old age.Does not apply anymore.
为什么我们要破例来推崇这位耶稣呢
？But why do we have to promote Jesus?
我们为什么要破例的说，其他古代的东西都没有用，但是耶稣是有用的
？Why do we have to break this old believing that once it's old, it's not useless, it's not useful, and now still believe something 2,000 years ago about Jesus?
第二个问题，我们他们会问。
The second question they will ask.
耶稣他是犹太人
Jesus is a Jew
我是中国人
I'm a Chinese
我是马来西亚人
I'm Malaysia
这个外国人跟我有什么关系？
This foreigner, what does he have to do with me?
他是2000多年前生长在巴勒斯坦的这样的一个人。
This person lived 2000 years ago in Palestine.
而且这个国家是一个很弱小，而且微不足道，很封闭，而且常常被外国所侵占的以色列。
In a small country, yearly being under persecution in Jewish, in Judea, Judea.
所以这样的一个人呢，这样的一个国家的人呢，有没有可以值得我们去探讨的呢？
Is there anything that this man needs us to study?
这是他们会问的问题。第三呢？
The third question could be.
他说，耶稣他所生活方式跟我们今天的生活方式是不一样的。
Jesus lived in a lifestyle is very different from us.
耶稣过去可能对当时的犹太人有影响。
Jesus may have some influence to the old-time Jewish people.
但是耶稣不一定对我今天有影响。
But it not necessarily has impact on me.
所以圣经是过时的。
Bible is the old stuff.
耶稣呢是2000多年的人物。
Jesus is outdated.
他的生活方式跟我的生活方式完全不一样。
He lived in a lifestyle different from me.
所以这样的一个问，这些问题呢都会给那些头脑比较清楚的人会问我们基督徒的一个三个很重要的问题。
These three questions could be asked by the non-believers to you Christians.
但是有一个人，他的是英国的学者 William Buckley， 他在一本书里面就回答这些问题。
A British scholar William Buckley answered these questions in one of his books.
他在他的《自由社会的伦理》这本书里面呢，他就回答上述的这些问题。
In the book Ethics of a Free Society, he answered these questions.
他说什么呢？
He said.
他说以前的人呢，跟现代的人有什么不一样？
What is the difference between those people living in old times and us?
时代在变迁。
Time of change.
外在的条件也在改变。
Environment changed.
但根本的原则呢，没有改变。
Principles does not change.
怎么说呢？
What does it mean?
过去的人，现代的人，甚至将来的人，都是按照上帝的形象所造的，这个是没有改变的。
Everybody is created in the image of God. The old time people, nowadays, everybody.
过去的人，现在的人，将来的人，也是一群悖逆上帝的人。
People living in the past, present, and future are all rebellious against God.
过去的人会犯罪。
People living in the past can sin.
现代的人不会犯罪吗？
Living in the present cannot sin.
可能犯罪的技巧比以前的人更加来得聪明。
We may have more tactics to sin.
所以以前受教育的人不会犯罪吗？但是现在很多受教育的人更会犯罪。
Well-educated people will not sin? No.
而且他们犯罪的技巧呢，好像是我们人不神不知鬼不觉的。
And they can sin unknowingly.
所以就是说，过去、现在、将来的人呢，都需要耶稣。
Everybody needs Jesus.
人性是悖逆上帝的，这个特性呢，自古以来都没有改变。
The human trait is against God. That's something never changed.
William Buckley 在他第一本书里，在这本书里面的回答第二个问题。
William Buckley answered the second question this way.
他说耶稣来到这个世界呢，他最终要表现出来的一个很重点呢，就是他很关怀。
One message Jesus sent during his life is that he cares.
他所接触的人事物呢，他心里面都表示很巨大的一种的爱心跟关怀。
Everybody he met, everything he touched, he showed great compassion to them.
他就是把上帝的生命呢，很具体的、很完全的把它表达出来。
He had lived out God's life in a human form.Very concretely,
我们说这位上帝眼睛看不到，手摸不到，怎么样能够表达这位上帝是怎么样的一位神呢？
We say we cannot see, we cannot touch God. How could we manifest God?
耶稣他就是上帝差到人间，要把上帝那抽象的上帝呢， 很具体的成为人，然后跟人一起相处的时候，让人去感觉、去体验、去经历他是一位怎么样的一个神的儿子。
Jesus is the Son of God who has lived out what the abstract God's character and lived out in a human form.
耶稣来到人间，他最大的关怀呢，就是人际关系。
One of the biggest concerns of Jesus is interpersonal relationship.
人与人之间的关系需要和好。
We need to reconcile.
人与上帝的关系需要和好。
We need to reconcile between people, between us and God.
人与自己的关系要恢复和好。
We need to reconcile with ourselves.
我们要学习怎么样爱我们自己。
We need to learn how to love ourselves.
耶稣他就是一位懂得怎么样爱护他自己的人。
Jesus knows how to love himself.
所以他在圣经里面说，律法的总纲呢，就是爱神，还有呢，就是爱人，对不对？爱你的邻舍，好像自己一样。
And he summarized in his teaching, amongst all, the biggest is love. Love God with all your heart, and then love your neighbors as yourselves.
如果我们自己都不会爱我们自己，我们怎么可能去爱我们周遭的人呢？
If you do not know how to love yourself, how could you love your neighbor?
但是这个爱的这个能力跟泉源是从哪里而来呢？
What is the source of love?
他觉得我们人都是不可爱的。
He thought human beings are not lovely.
你觉得你是可爱的人吗？
Do you think you are lovely?
你是不是到每一个场合里面都是人见人爱的呢？
Wherever you go, you're most popular person.
最能够反映出你跟人的关系，就是在你的这一个跟室友的关系。
What about your relationship with your doormate? That reflects a lot of you.
跟你的同事。
Your relationship with your colleagues.
还有跟你的这个家人。
Your close relatives.
你的伴侣。
Your companion.
当我们越跟人在一起相处的时候，我们就越来越觉得人实在是很不可爱。
The more we deal with people, the more we think human beings are not lovable.
我们在心里面蹦讲了多少次，这个人真的是很讨厌。
We say to ourselves, this person is obnoxious.
他不活在世上倒好。
It's bad that he doesn't exist.
有的时候我们心里面就觉得说，我们心中真的是缺少了那一份的爱。
Very often we felt that we lack that kind of love.
这个是罪所带来一个最大的一个破坏力。
That's the biggest breakage point that sin brought to our life.
罪呢，使到我们人与人之间很多的仇恨。
Sin brings hatred in personal relationships.
罪呢，使到我们的内心里面充满贪婪、嫉妒、纷争、讲偏话、不亲情、不孝顺父母，我们震惊，我们纷争，我们结党，我们自私，我们很多很多的那种不好的东西呢，都充斥在我们的里面。
Does sinful nature bring us so evil thoughts and many evil and unhappy consequences?
这种东西我们没有办法解决。
We can't solve them all.
你靠你自己，过去很多的年代，很多人都过不同的方式，透过教育，透过哲学，透过科学，透过很多的方面，希望我们的生命里面那个罪性能够得到解决，但是都没有办法解决。
Many people have tried using modern knowledge, technologies, medicines to improve our sinful nature, but never succeeded.
所以耶稣他觉得他应该要来到这个世间。
That's why Jesus thought it is a necessity that he comes alive on earth.
因为这个世界里面真的很缺乏这个爱。
Because this world lack love.
没有条件的爱。
Unconditional love.
没有理由的爱。
Unreasonable love.
不是因为你是我的女朋友我就爱你。
Unrational love, just not like just because you are my girlfriend, I love you, that kind of love.
也不是因为你是我的孩子，我爱你。
Not because I love you, because you are my children.
上帝爱你是没有条件、没有理由的。
God loves you with no reason, unrational.
他就是主动的爱你。
He took the proactive role to love you.
因为他就是爱的源头。
Because he is the source.
耶稣就把那个属天的爱呢带到这个缺乏这个真正的爱的这个世界。
Jesus brought godly love into this world that lacks love.
所以因为他心中充满着爱，所以他接触的人事物呢，他心里面有很深的一种的关怀。
Because he is full of love, he cares, and he shows great compassion to everybody and everything.
过去的人需要爱，现代的人需要爱，将来的人更需要爱。
People in the past need love, in the present need love, living in the future we need more love.
现代的人，有的人，有一个人形容现代的人是一个叫做什么呢 ？High tech, low touch 的人。就是我们很崇尚这个高科技的研究，但是我们人与人之间的这种互动，那种爱呢，却非常的缺乏。
Some people give this metaphor of this generation. People who give metaphor of high tech and low touch. It means that we are technology driven. We're very advanced in technology, but in terms of interpersonal relationship, we are quite low profiling.
这个现象可以从我们的下一代很容易的把它表现出来。
You can see this obviously from your next generation, the little children.
我们的孩子他对这个电脑哈，他非常的有兴趣，他一天不能没有电脑。
My kids are very interested in the computer. He can't live one day without a computer.
所以他们谈话都是在怎么样呢？什么透过 webcam 啊，透过什么 chat room 啊，透过很多方面呢？都是在电脑里面跟人家来互动来谈话，对不对？但是真正人站在你面前的时候反而怎么样，话讲不出来。
They communicate through chat rooms to webcams, but when there's a real person and human being standing in front of him, he doesn't know how to speak anymore.
他们不懂得学习怎么样表达他们的情感。
He doesn't know how to express his own feeling when the person
不懂得怎么样跟人家一起来相处。
He doesn't know how to interact.
这样的一个问题呢，越来越严重。
This problem is going to become more and more severe.
耶稣他所关心的就是他关心你是一个人。
This is the biggest concern of Jesus.
很多人把我们人看作是一个东西，但是我们不是一个东西，我们是一个人。
Many people think human being is just one identity, a thing, but we're not just that identity.
让人成为人，让东西成为东西。
Let people be people and thing be thing.
我们人跟东西完全是有很大的差别。
That separate people from things.
所以，也就是说，我们人需要被爱，我们需要被宽恕，我们需要被怜悯。这些东西呢，只有耶稣他才有办法带到我们人间来。
Now human trait.Cause us to need love, to be, need to be compassionate about, and that's something Jesus brought.
我们基督徒就是要把基督的那种的生命呢表现出来。
This is the calling of for our Christians as well.
让人从你的身上看到基督的生命。
To let people see the Christ of Jesus living in you.
基督的生命必须在你的现实的生活里面表现出来，让人家跟你交谈的时候，当人跟你一起交往的时候，当人跟你一起相处的时候，无论是在家里，无论在工作的场合里面，无论在外面的这一个地铁，应该地铁这个箱子里面，在那里不是箱子，这个就是说我的意思你明白了哈。
Just live out the Christian character wherever you are.
要怎么样传扬耶稣基督的意义呢？
How do you preach the gospel, the meaning of Jesus?
耶稣的圣诞它的意义要怎么样去传扬呢？
How do we tell others the real meaning of Jesus Christmas?
这个是我们每一次圣诞节的时候都要想的一个很重要的问题。
This is a question we need to ponder every single Christmas time.
耶稣的诞生。
Birth of Jesus.
先知以赛亚早就预言了。
prophesied by prophet Isaiah.
他说上帝说我要给你们人一个记号。
God said, I will give you one mark.
然后伯利恒的牧羊人就看到那个记号了。
The shepherds in Bethlehem saw that mark.
上帝透过天使向这个牧羊人来显现。
God sent his angels to show the shepherds.
我在奇怪，就是说上帝为什么不向当时的这些宗教领袖来显现呢？
I'm always wondering why didn't God manifest this mark to those leaders of the religion back there?
牧羊人其实可以说是当时被忽略、被遗忘、被看作是不洁净的人。
Shepherds are those low profile people.
耶稣来找这个世界的人呢，是要找那些被忽略、被遗忘的那些弱势团体。
But that's actually what the Jesus wanted, those people Jesus wanted to find, those people who are neglected, who are forgotten by the major generation.
所以这些天使说，我报给你们大喜的信息是关乎万民的。
An angel said, I give you a great news, it's about the whole nation.
因为今天在大卫的城里为你们生了救主，就是主基督，你们要看见一个什么婴孩包着布卧在马槽里，那就是记号。
And that's the mark, because God's son is born in the manger, and that is the mark.
如果你要叫一个人去找另外一个他从来不认识的人，你一定要给他一个记号。
If you ask one person to look for another person who had never met before, you will give him a mark.
或者是你给他你的记号。
And he'll give you some sign from you.
所以牧羊人去找这个耶稣的时候呢，天使给他一个记号。
So when the shepherds went to look for Jesus, angel gave him a sign.
所以他就不会找错的婴孩。
So make sure that he won't find the wrong baby.
那个记号其实就是爱的记号。
That is the sign of love.
好，这样我们就问，今天过去牧羊人他要找到耶稣有一个记号，那今天我们要跟人家说耶稣已经诞生了，这样有什么记号可以表现出来呢？
Okay, that's the mark of love, the mark for the baby. But now, what is the mark of the Christmas?
我们在什么地方可以找到耶稣，可以找到那个记号呢？
Where can we find Jesus?
我们看到什么才能够确定知道耶稣基督已经诞生了呢？
What will remind us to reconfirm that Jesus was really born?
保罗就说，
St. Paul says,
你们就是一封推荐的信。
You are a recommendation letter.
是耶稣基督替你写那封推荐的信。
Jesus drafted the recommendation letter.
无论我们要去上班，要去找一份工作，或者我们要去念一个很好的学校，我们那个推荐信其实是很重要的。
You know how important the recommendation letter is to your job application, to your continuous study.
所以保罗在这里告诉我们说，你呢？我呢，每一个人，每一个基督徒，你们都是基督推荐的信。
That's why Paul says clearly that every single Christian is a recommendation letter written by Jesus Christ.
他的意思就是说，我们每一个基督徒应该是基督的代表。
He means that every single one of Christians should be a representative for Jesus.
你应该是上帝给世人的一个记号。
You should be the mark from God to this world.
因为你里面有基督的生命。
Because Jesus lives in you.
你应该把基督那个爱的生命表现在人群的当中。
Because you will live out the love of Jesus in your life.
所以我觉得在21世纪里面，耶稣他是我们的救主，这个记号呢，是在我们今天每一个基督徒的生命里面呢，把它表征出来的一个记号。
So in the 21st century, the mark that Jesus was born is in you, in your life.
所以救主耶稣基督他过去的这个记号是马槽，他今天的记号呢就是你。
Back then, the sign is the manger. Now, the sign is you.
所以我们要给人家看。
Let other people see.
你有什么东西可以给人家看的吗？
What can you show other people?
你有没有东西可以给人家看的？
Do you have anything to show to others that you are Christian?
还是说，你最好不要看我。
Or is it, but don't touch me.
你不要看我，看耶稣就好，不要看我。
Don't look at me, look at Jesus Christ.
要仰望耶稣。
Look, fix your eyes on him.
要不要看我
？Don't look at me.
我不算，我算不得什么。
I'm nothing.
我是很卑微的，我是很
I'm small.
Yeah.
I'm unworthy.
但是耶稣说不是，世人就是要看你啊。
But Jesus says, no, the world is looking at you.
因为耶稣基督他现在在哪里
？Where's Jesus?
耶稣在天上啊，
wow, he's in heaven.
他坐在全能上帝的右边，在那里为我们祷告啊。
He's sitting on the right hand side of the God and intercessing for us.
为你和我祷告啊。
I'm praying for you and me.
叫我们每一天活在世人的当中啊。
So that we can live in this world.
圣诞节不是单单要求耶稣诞生在我们的心中。
Christmas is not to demand that Jesus lives in us.
基督的生命在你里面，你要把它活出来。
You need to live out that life.
你不只是每一年圣诞节的时候，耶稣你诞生在我心中就好了。
It's not like every Christmas time you acknowledge that Jesus you're born in my heart.
耶稣在我们的生命里面不仅是一个婴孩。
Jesus is not a baby in our lives anymore.
他是万王之王，万主之主啊。
He's the God of gods and King of kings living in you now.
他要我们尊崇他。
He wants to be honored.
他要我们敬拜他。
He wants us to be worshipped.
他要我们高举他。
He wants his name to be lifted high.
他要我们去传扬他。
He wants us to preach his gospel.
不是坐在这里而已啊。
Not only sitting here.
我们要去传扬。
We got to put in action.
怎么能去传扬呢？
And to preach the word.
你可能没有口才。
You say I lacked the speech talent.
不像有的人可以滔滔不绝讲到完。
Not like any somebody who can talk forever.
但是我跟你讲，你的生活就是一篇什么呢？很有 impact， 很有影响力的这个讲章。
But you know what? Your life is the most effective sermon.
现在的人不是听你讲多么好听。
Nowadays people doesn't want to listen how good you talk.
因为听。只能够帮助你做一个听道专家。
Because listen can only edify your hearing.
所以基督徒都是头大大的。
So every Christian's become a big headed.
手跟脚都是萎缩的。
But weak legs and feet.
所以都不相称哈。
Unproportional.
所以今天我给你们的一个挑战就是你们要出去。
So now today I challenge you to go out.
把基督在你生命里面所成就的许许多多的美事，你要让人知道。
Let other people know what Jesus has done in your lives.
上帝怎么样改变你
？How God has changed you.
你在困难当中，信仰怎么样帮助你
？How faith have helped you living through the difficulties.
你在病痛的时候，要死的时候，上帝怎么样让你活过来
？When you're so sad, when you're sick until dying, how God revived you.
虽然你在经济的很。难处的当中你还是有信心的依靠神，这个是就是应该可以像人家讲的，就是这个信仰给我一个很大的一个支持的一个点，让我能够继续的往前走。
When you are in financial difficulties, how faith brought you through.
我们要活出保罗所说的。
We need to live out what St. Paul has said.
若有人在基督里，他就是新造的人。
Whomever is in Christ is a newborn.
你应该是天天都是过圣诞节的人。
You should be the person who celebrate Christmas every day.
我们很多时候圣诞节我们就寄圣诞卡啦，我们有举行圣诞的联欢会啦，这个圣诞的赞美会啦，圣诞的晚会啦，聚餐啦 ，party 啦等等的，我们都有哈，对不对
？At Christmas time, we will send out greeting cards. We organize a Christmas Eve party and everything. We're very busy.
还有我们刚才所讲的这个圣诞快乐等等的这些字
and greet each other happy merry Christmas，
这些都不能够很具体很完全的把这个耶稣圣诞的意义呢把它表扬出来。
But those formalities cannot really communicate the real meaning of Christ the Christmas。
现在整个圣诞节的中心是圣诞老人了，不再是耶稣了。
Now the focus of Christmas shifted from Jesus to Santa Claus.
美国这个社会不再讲 Merry Christmas， 讲 Happy 什么呢 ？Holidays 啊、哦，对不对？他们要把耶稣基督呢，把他们在他们的生活里面、他们的圈子里面把它踢出去。
We do not say Merry Christmas anymore. We just say Happy Holidays. So people have been trying to kick Christ out of this celebration season.
We want holidays. We do not want Jesus.
我们要圣节日快乐，我们也不要耶稣。
我们不要基督。
We don't want Jesus Christ.
只要能够让我快乐的，我就去做。
Whatever make me happy, I'll do it.
所以他们心中里面不再有主，不再有基督。
So in their hearts, there's no Jesus, there's no place for God.
我要问你们一个问题哈。
I want to ask you a question.
如果圣诞节过了
，If Christmas has passed,
或者是圣诞节我们的庆祝会完了，我们就去休假，对不对
？Or after our celebration event, and then we started relax.
是不是我们就忘记圣诞节了
？Do we forgot about Christ? Christmas has happened.
我们常常就是。随着每一个节期来，节期过，我们就把它忘记了。
Every season come and passed, and we forgot about them.
圣诞节在提醒我们要把耶稣的好消息去传扬。
But Christmas reminds us to preach the gospel.
上帝透过天使告诉牧羊人，牧羊人就把这个好消息传开了。
God sent angels to tell the shepherd.And then shepherd told others the good news.
后来这件事情就听在路加的这个耳中，他就把这个事迹把它记载下来。
And then Luke heard about it and wrote it down.
那我们今天看了，我们就是这样看而已吗？我们是不是要把耶稣基督的这个信息，透过我们呢，把它传出去
？So the story Luke wrote down is just for our reading pleasure, or is that really demands us to live out?
在十六世纪有一个属灵的导师，他在他的灵修著作里面写了一个这样的一首很好的诗，我愿意跟大家分享。
16th century, there's a famous theologian.
No, he's a spiritual director.
Okay.
Spiritual director.、
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah, 宗教领袖，属灵领袖。
Yeah, yeah 属灵导师哈。Mm-hmm.他就是他的诗
歌里面，
他的诗歌就是这样，他是说他说基督呢现在怎么样呢？现在在世上呢没有身体。
Christ has no body on earth now.
然后呢，他只有我们是他的身体。
We are his body.
然后呢，只有他没有手。
He has no hands.
我们是他的手。
We are his hands.
他没有脚。
He has no feet.
我们是他的脚。
We are his feet.
你可以以此类推哈，眼睛啊什么都可以。
Everything is center, your eyes.
所以我们的眼睛应该被基督的爱呢所充满，以至于呢我们能够用基督那种关怀的眼神呢来看我们周遭的每一个世界。
So now your eyes are Jesus' eyes. Now you need to look at everything and everybody using Jesus' eyes, the eyes full of love.
所以我们的脚应当也是被基督来使用，到各处呢去广行善事。
So our feet should also be employed by Jesus to do all kinds of good deeds.
那我们的手呢，应该让耶稣基督来使用，使到我们所接触的每一个人呢，都能够得到祝福。
And our hands should also be used by Jesus to bless others.
所以我觉得。这首诗歌呢，能够很清楚的把这个圣诞节的意义把它表达出来。
This poem really tells clearly what the real meaning of Christmas.
如果你的心中有耶稣
，If you have Jesus in your heart，
你有让基督的生命透过你的生活表现出来。
You should let Jesus' life be manifested in your lives.
所以，当你看到别人自私的时候
，When you see that other people are selfish，
你却愿意。很乐意的去帮助别人。
But you make a determination that you are not going to be selfish. You're going to help people.
当你看到别人虚伪的时候
，When you are seeing other people are hypocrite，
你却愿意很真诚的来对待每一个人。
But you insist on treating each other sincerely.
当你看到别人是诡诈的时候
，You see the evil doers，
你却很乐意的做一个很正直的人，有公义的人。
You insist being a righteous person.
所以当你看到别人骄傲的时候
You see other people are proud.
你要学习，你懂得学习怎么样靠着主来谦卑。
But you know to keep on learning how to be humble.
所以当别人在那里放纵他的生活的时候，
While other people are indulging in their fleshly needs.
但是你却很乐意的去过一个节制的生活。
But you insist on living a thrifty life.
当别人对待别人不是那样宽容的时候呢，你就懂得怎么样很乐意的去宽容别人。
When other people are mean to the other person and you want to be generous, you insist on being generous.
因为你知道怎么样为谁来活。
That's because you know who you're living for.
基督活在我们里面。
Jesus lives in you.
我们就活在人前。
We are living in front of other people.
人看到我们。
People see us.
就看到那在天上的基督。
And they see Jesus living in heaven.
一切的荣耀、颂赞、能力、智慧，就归给我们在天上的阿爸父。
Power, glory, honor goes to our Abba Father in heaven.
我们祷告。
Let's pray.
天父，我们感谢你，我们赞美你。
Heavenly Father, we praise you and thank you.
你让耶稣诞生在我们心中。
Thank you for sending Jesus and living in our hearts.
求主你叫他的生命能够在我们的生活里面表扬出来。
Help us to live out his life.
让人看到我们就看到基督。
Help us so that people when they see us, they see Jesus Christ.
他们愿意认识基督。
So that they wanted to know Jesus.
相信基督。
They want to believe in Jesus.
跟随基督。
To all follow Jesus.
委身基督。
To abide in you.
跟基督一生一世愿意把自己的生命献给基督。
Want to sacrifice, give you as a sacrifice.
求主你帮助我们在座的弟兄姐妹。
Help our brothers and sisters.
叫我们能够愿意让基督永永远远成为我们心中的主，心中的王。
Help us to be willingly accept Jesus Christ and our God in our hearts.
也叫我们在生活里面来荣耀你。
Help us to glorify you in our lives.
听我们的祷告，感谢奉靠主耶稣基督的圣名。
Pray and thanks in Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen.
非常感谢林牧师今天在圣诞节的前夕来我们的教会传扬这样美好的信息，也很感谢我们的姐妹及时翻译。